Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. It's Wednesday. You know what time it is? It's time for the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that maybe didn't make it into last weekend, maybe not going to make it into this weekend, and all that stuff. Well, I just wanted to talk about a few things before we get into water heaters for a minute here. And it's something I wanted to dive into the weeds just a little bit. But first off, on November 15th, which is not this Friday, but next Friday, we're going to be in studio, on air, live, for Operation Helping Our Heroes. So the station from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Portland, which is AM 860, The Answer, we're going to be raising money for veterans. So you're going to hear myself and Jeff Tracy, looks like right now from about 10 a.m. all the way up until 2 p.m. We're going to be live. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be it's going to be your basic telethon, but we're going to make it home improvement, outdoor cooking, maybe a little golf. We're going to combine all three of our shows kind of into one long one and bring on some of our favorite guests as well. So this is going to be something absolutely crazy you might want to listen to live. Now, we will make that into a show, so we're going to cut that down and make it into an Around the House show later. So all you that don't have a chance to listen live in Portland or you're going to listen around the world in the podcast, you're going to get to hear it, so don't fret about that. But I will have links up on social media that you can join us in and stream live if you're not in Portland. And you can catch us there on Friday. So that'll be the 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. And it'll be pretty good and for a great, great cause. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about, to be honest, any of that, head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G., and keep track of it over there. There'll be a ton of stuff on it. And you'll even see us doing some Facebook Lives that day. And it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a great time raising money for people that have given so much. All right, what I wanted to talk about was water heaters, because there are so many problems with, you can do this in one area, you can't do it in another. Codes are different for water heaters depending where you live. So I wanted to talk about some of the top code violations that you see out there. Now, what I'm going to do, because every code's a little bit different in places, I'm going to talk more about the International Residential Code just to kind of give you an idea of what works and what doesn't. But make sure that you check with your local building department to make sure that you're following all the codes when you're doing this, because that's the big part. Well, you know, it's funny because water heaters get to be one of those things that when you think about it on the outside, people go, I can't believe I need to have a building permit or something to swap this out. And in most places, you do need a building permit to swap out a water heater. And so that's one of those things you need to be careful with. But for a lot of people, it's a piece of cake, too. You go in, swap it out, put the new one in, and that's good. But I want to talk about some of the problems that you're seeing out there with water heaters that you got to be really careful with. And the first one is the new heat pump style ones, which are required for the newer, larger water heaters. Those things need to be mounted in an unconditioned space, which means outside of the inside of your home. So if you have that in a closet someplace and you've got this big 65 gallon electric water heater, that's going to need to move out to the garage or someplace like that. So that can be the biggest problem when you're dealing with the new energy efficient ones, because it doesn't make any sense to be putting all that heat going through the heat pump and putting it back into a conditioned space. It's not saving any money because now you're having to recondition that space. So that needs to go out in the garage or someplace like that that is exterior that you're not paying to condition. Some of the bigger things that I see out there, though, are that I see in water heater installations that are big problems. many areas, you have to have an expansion tank. What's an expansion tank? That's that little metal tank with a bladder in it that when the water heats up and it adds pressure because it's expanding, it gives that a place to go. So that is one of the big things, is making sure that you have the expansion tank. And even one of the bigger ones is an unsupported expansion tank. You never want to have that hanging from the tubing or anything else. That needs to be mounted to the wall and strapped. Now, one of the biggest ones that I want people to think about here when you're replacing a tank or even doing a remodel is the drip pans in the drains. This is where it gets a little hairy depending where you're located, because drip pans may be required after a remodel, but the drains are way different of a story with that. Now, in many cases, you know, you'll see that metal pan you put underneath the water heater. And what happens is that is there to meant to catch really your small drips and slow drips. If you have a catastrophic failure, there's no way that, you know, 2.5-inch pan or whatever is going to stop any of that. But this is meant to really catch that. So anytime there's a finished floor, basically they're going to require that there to help catch that water and to keep that from happening. But the drain's a different story. Sometimes you've got that in an interior part of the house that making that drain to be able to go drain and drain to a proper location is nearly impossible. And so many times you'll run into building code that'll tell you that, well, that drain, if there wasn't a place to begin with to drain it, you're not required to put that in someplace. But to be honest, you better figure out a way to cap that, because many times when you buy those pans, it has the PVC fitting out the side to go to a drain. So you better cap that thing so at least you can see that you're catching the water versus just leaking it on the side. It's not going to do any good. So that's one of the biggest ones. And then probably the most common one I see is the improper drain for the temperature pressure relief valve. That's the valve on the side of the top that when that thing gets too hot or too much pressure, it keeps it from exploding. Many times I see those things, they've just hooked the piece up and it's just venting out, you know, towards the wall or down, and they fail to hook that kind of thing up, and you want that to go and vent away from things. You want that to go outside, because if you have that thing kick off, that's going to kick off until, let's say you're gone, that's going to kick off until it's released the pressure and everything else. Well, if it sticks open, you still have water pressure in there. That can be a lot of water. So you want that to go outside of the house or into some kind of drain. Traditionally, I don't want that 40 gallons of water to be blasting out inside the house. So make sure you've got those things set up. And then, of course, make sure that you've got the cords and power supply done correctly. I've seen people that have put extension cords on them for a 110 power for some. I've seen people where they've just miswired things up and not using all the right things. Just make sure that you've got all the right connectors, that the conduit, if it's in conduit, is correct. All those things are right. But now the bigger one too is you've got B-vent and single wall vent connectors. Make sure that you've got those vent things run correctly. That is a carbon monoxide nightmare waiting to happen if you've tried to jam two different types of vent together that aren't meant to work together. So make sure that you've got the right pieces of vent going together. So that way, if you've got a very old home with the wrong vent, that you can make that transition work correctly. And then, of course, there's the slopes that you need to get into. You know, you got to make sure that you've got those slopes correct. And again, make sure that those are right. Very carefully read the instructions on your new water heater and make sure that you're meeting all of those recommendations. And then make sure you're into code. And then, you know, some of the other stuff that you see out there too, you see sediment traps and things like that, you know, with gas. Those are things that you got to be very careful with. And then the final one I want to talk about here is lack of combustion air. And that's a big one. Combustion air does a couple things. It ventilates the appliance and it provides oxygen for that water heater. And by doing that, what that does is it gives that thing to burn, you know. So if you've got a super leaky type of home or garage, not a big deal. But if you have a very tight home and this is in some closet that with a very tight door with maybe carpet down below or something like that, you need to be very careful with this. So make sure you've got enough combustion air going into that closet space or anything else, if you put in a new door and didn't allow for that, make sure you've left for that, because you don't want to be starving that thing off, because if you are, that can cause its own carbon monoxide problems that aren't going to get taken care of. So make sure you've got the right amount of air going into that. All right, guys. Well, that's my little rant there on that's a lot of good information on water heater to make sure that you're doing it correctly out there. And this is that time of year, I think I see more people having water heater problems. The water starts getting colder and the water heater has to work a little bit harder. And make sure that you've got those things dialed in, because it always seems that that stuff always cuts out, like your furnace, on the coldest of days. So it's a good time to take a look at that water heater as well and see when was the last time that you, had to work with that thing. Because I tell you what, when those water heaters fail, it's never at the most opportune time. Well, coming up this weekend, we got some great shows. We're going to have a quick segment with a guest from Ox Coffee Box, the CEO, Kent Brown. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about mounting a TV over a fireplace. And then we're going to talk about kind of the lifespan of 14 household items, as well as taking any user questions we've got this weekend as well. But we're going to talk about what things last in your home. So that way, as you're doing your maintenance, you can start to pay attention. So you don't want to miss the show. This is going to be a big one for that. All right, everybody, have a great week, and I will talk to you guys on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.